Okay, sir, could you state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Gray Hoffer, 322557.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing. You have the Honorable David Neal, our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who's our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead. Also with us, representing the Department of Correction, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Wesley, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Elcott?
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay. So your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
The allegation on the warrant states that you have violated the Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by your actions of reckless burning on or about June 11, 2018 in Coconino County. Sir, is that true or false?
False.
Okay. So basically, you said that that allegation is false. We're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, to get some additional information. Mr. Westby.
On June 1st, 2018, at approximately 1:36 p.m., the offender Elcott Blair, ADC number 322557, was arrested for reckless burning with other six subjects located at 2601 East Huntington Drive in the city of Flagstaff, Arizona. On June 11th, 2018, Officer Rogers, driving in a fully marked police vehicle, responded to a report of a shoplifting that occurred at the Walmart on Huntington Drive. The call indicated that a native male had stolen beer and was last seen going under the tunnel that leads to an open field north of the Walmart. After confirming the incident with the loss prevention, Officer Rogers decided to walk to the tunnel after requesting another unit. Officer Rogers and Officer Roberts encountered two subjects lying under the tree that did not match the description of the subject. However, Officer Rogers and Officer Roberts noticed smoke coming out from under the tunnel that goes under the I-40 freeway, leading them to believe there could be a fire. Officer Rogers went into the tunnel and announced who he was and ordered everyone to show their hands. There was an active fire and no one had made any attempts to try and put the fire out. Officer Rogers made contact with seven subjects and among them was offender Elcott. He was contacted holding his Arizona Department of Corrections release ID. Officer Rogers conducted a warrant check resulting in three valid warrants out of Coconino County. The offender was arrested, transported, and booked into Coconino County Jail for his three warrants and for reckless burning in city limits.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. Mr. Elcott, what's not true about that?
Well, I just spoke to fire just walking by.
Okay.
And I went to court for that. I looked up, they got violated, and the charges were dismissed.
And according to the documentation that we have, there were six people in there. and there's no indication who actually started the fire. He says that he was just actually walking in there, so.
I was trying to find a phone to get a hold of my parents to get picked up. But I just think these people were arrested, I was the one that was arrested.
Okay. He was arrested on warrants. I don't know what the warrants was actually for, but I don't think there's enough information in this warrant to demonstrate that his actions are reckless burning by the fire. If there was a fire that was there was six people inside there who actually started the fire, and he says he was just walking through.
You put us through Mr. Westbass office, and then we can vote.
Yeah.
And there's a terminal note here that says, court dismissal for, this was dated August 7th, 2018, court dismissal for reckless burning CR 2018-01509 and CR 2016-2909, found guilty and served 30 days in jail. And TR 2016-1461, which was the DUI, offender served 30 days in jail in lieu of alcohol screen and owes restitution. Apparently, it looks like this incident occurred on the date that he was released from prison, so he didn't report to the parole office. Obviously, he was in custody, so that's probably why they did the warrant pending the outcome.
So this incident happened the day he was released from jail?
That is correct. He was released from, Winslow Coronado Unit on June 11th, 2018, which is the day that this incident occurred. He was supposed to report to the Mesa Parole Office, and he was in Flagstaff when this happened.
So the warrants that he went to jail for had to be something that occurred prior to him being released from
prison? Yes, it looks like those were some old warrants that he had. I do have some stats of charges that I've seen here that said, this is the same thing that I just saw in the Corona notes here, where basically it was an old warrant for a DUI, and the other one that he served 30 days in jail for, there's no notation of what that warrant is for, but basically everything was resolved.
Okay. So based on the information that we have from the parole officer, Mr. Westbury, the information that we have in the report, I don't find that there's enough substantial information to show that Mr. Alcott was responsible for setting fire. That was the day that he was actually released from prison, and he said he was actually just going through there to notify fire department to contact his parents, but there were six other people in there, and there's nothing indicated in here that he was the one who actually set that fire that was actually going on in there. I don't think there's enough information to find Mr. Alcott in violation at this time. He was the only one arrested, but that was because he had two warrants that were old warrants that occurred prior to the time that he was released from custody. I'm not willing to listen to the rest of the board, Mr. Dale.
I think the reckless burning statute does not require that you light the fire. It only requires that you be present when there's an illegal fire, and that you don't do anything to notify the authorities or put it out. And that's just as good as light the match. So that's probably when they put that charge on there. They haven't done anything to even start it, but he hadn't done anything to put it out or notify the authorities, and he's hanging around. But I also have a problem with the timing, because if he was supposed to be at the Mesa Parole Office on that same day, he's in Northern Indiana, and he's still flags that, not making any effort to get to the parole office. So, he's there, he had police contact on the day he got out, and he's not where he should have been anyway on that, at that time.
I think you got a legitimate point. However, there were six people they say that was in there, only one person arrested.
He was actually taken into custody because he had two warrants.
Right, so nobody else was charged with
they didn't say that. They weren't arrested.
It says
they weren't guilty.
understand that, but, you know, there's not enough information, at least for me, just to show that Mr. Alcott was the one that was either responsible for the fire. It doesn't indicate whether, you know, he was just sitting around or walking through. Just look at this as far as say, does it say what time that he was released from prison?
I can get that information for you in just a few seconds here.
Say that it says that the defendant failed to report in person on the following day of his release due to his arrest. So he wasn't due to report to the parole office till the next day. This was on the day that he was released, and it says the defendant was released from prison on medium custody level. So he wasn't due to report to prison till the next day. Mr. Lesser.
To answer your question, he was released from Hensel Complex at 7:16 a.m.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and my motion at this time is based on the information that we actually have, that Mr. Alcott was actually released from prison on the same date that this incident occurred, that he was not to report to his parole office until the next following day, that there is, for me, not enough information to show that Mr. Alcott was in violation of his parole, that he demonstrated actions of reckless burning on or about June 11, 2018 in Coconino County. That will be my motion, is to find him not in violation.
Keep it going a second.
Okay. There's motion to find him not in violation, motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, disagree, Mr. Neal. Mr. Alcott?
Yes.
So the board has voted and found you not in not in violation of the allegation of demonstrated by your action of recklessly burning on or about June 11, 2018 in Coconino County. The board is going to find you not in violation based on information contained in warrant number 322557, sir. So that is the decision of the board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Alcott.
All right.
Could you have the CO3 back on the line, sir?
All right.